My guest on the program is Corey Rose. He is a candidate for Boone County Sheriff. And Corey, thanks for taking a little time to stop and visit with us.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jim.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Again, born and raised Boone County all your life?
Yep, born and raised Boone County. I'm the youngest child, Tom and Sandy Rose. Attended high school in the Boone High School, graduated in 1999. And like I said, worked for my family's construction company all the years until I decided to make the leap into law enforcement in 2005.
What attracted you to that?
At the time, Greg Ellsbury was big influence in our life, and I was looking for a change out of the family business. He said, hey, come ride with me. I went and rode with him a couple times, and I was hooked on the law enforcement side, something I didn't never dreamed I'd do.
But then had to follow through with it. Then, I mean, you when you made that decision, then where do I do next? Where do I go, and how do I get started?
So, you know, started getting myself in shape to take the test, and Ogden Police Department, I applied with them and was hired in 2005 by Chief Bailey over there and began my career and attended the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy and got certified that year.
Okay.
That year with him.
Stayed over there then for a while.
About a year. Then the Boone PD had an opening and young family, a large pay increase right back across the river. I couldn't not come over here and began with the Boone Police Department.
You're not the first one.
I know. But you know, Mick, you always feel that
Mick trained and sent over,
right? But you know, with Mick taking the chance to hire me, and him and I have developed a very good relationship over the years. Still maintained that, even though I was a short time with him. So
got to the Boone Police Department. Started out just patrol.
Started out on patrol as a young proactive patrolman. Had an interest in narcotics field and the narcotics investigation spot within our department came open, and in January of 2008 I was appointed to that position and working with the Central Iowa Drug Task Force. Worked on that position doing, you know, search warrants and illegal purchases of narcotics. I was very, very involved with that position. I really enjoyed that line of work.
Could we say successful?
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah, I mean, I felt like we were always making good cases, solid cases, and you know, I've heard feedback from community, other law enforcement agencies that we were pretty effective and successful during that time frame. Okay. So much so that my career was I was focused on that and did not even think about taking any potential opportunities for advancement, you know, promotion wise, anything like that, even to experience what the process was like. Mm-hmm. I did that for 9 years, and it was time to transition back to patrol. So in 2017, I made the switch back to patrol. And as I made that transition back, I started to transition my mindset towards, okay, now what's next? So would get used to help with the FDO program, the field training program of our new officers coming through the department. And then as a senior officer was utilized being in charge of a shift when our supervisors were gone. So then I started shifting towards wanting to work towards being supervisor at some point or sergeant with the department, started seeking out some trainings for leadership stuff, and took about a couple of years of working at that. And then I started to put a distant aim out there of, okay, you know, maybe someday when the Sheriff Ellsbury is done and retired that we may want to make a run for the sheriff position when that time.
Yeah.
Became available.
This is a decision you make. I want to go into leadership. I want to go into that. So, I mean, that's something that you decided this is the time and this is the direction I'd like to go.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I would always kind of, I'd kind of always bucked it off a little bit. You know, Chief Scare would, you know, kind of encourage me to do that. I'm like, no, working narcotics, you know. But when that transition came, you know, it was time to, you know, okay, I'm older now. I'm a more senior officer. I need to share some of my experiences and training with the younger officers. Mm-hmm. And that continues through on, you know, trying to advance through there. During that time, like I said, it wasn't just within the professional realm. I made some changes. I tried to cut back some of the extras in my life, part-time jobs, automobile racing, things like that.
Personal, you know, things, you know, that you were involved with.
Yeah. Start focusing on family and trying to intake some stuff that would help me in the leadership realm, hopefully. In June of 2021, I was promoted to patrol sergeant with the Boone Police Department and was in charge of one of the shifts within the PD. While working that, the sheriff's office had a deputy position open, and I had to make a decision at that point of, okay, it was kind of a, you know, like I said, a deciding point of, I'm not sure when Sheriff Ellsbury will be done. I've worked really close and have some pretty good idea with the staff and the operations at the sheriff's office, mm-hmm. but here's an opportunity maybe to go over there and work within it and look at those perspectives that I already had, but from within to make sure that I wasn't missing something, always wanting to learn and figure out more.
Learn how that department's operating internally and what's going on there.
Correct. Six months after the transition, though, is in, you know.
Came a little fast,
you know, faster than, you know, wanted to anticipate, but one thing I've learned in this job is a plan is just as good as a plan until it's, you know, you know, until you're hit in the face, as the fighters say, right? You know, you be flexible, you pivot, and you just keep working to move forward.
So he did step down. You were one of three from the department that had expressed an interest in being considered for appointment when the supervisors were looking at that. They did select Andy Godzicki,
yep.
and then a petition was done, and so now we're going to have a special election. You're on the ballot, and Andy Godzicki's on the ballot.
Correct, yep.
So some of the things that you've learned, I mean, in the short time you've been in the department and stuff like that, good working structure, fine-tuning it, what are some of the things you would like to see on there? Obviously, the department does have some vacancies.
Correct. And looking at it from the outside, it you know, from that perspective, working closely with them, you know, maybe some structure type and alignment and leadership positions were things that, you know, jumped out as me as maybe needing some help. We got a pretty really good staff over there. I mean, the guys are all and gals in the facility, always really good to work with, but just trying to.
It's a relatively young department, isn't it?
It's starting to get that way, especially after this last transition. Yeah. You know, you're a couple of your, three of your senior people are, most senior people are gone. You know, kind of working in there, seeing that from that outside perspective and inside perspective, looks like some of those observations that I made could, I think, could be handled, you know, with a strong leadership team. Sure. And with the vacancies right now, there's three of the top four in the last 6 months that have, you know, gone through resignment or retirement. So it's a big transition time. And I just feel like, you know, we've been working towards this. Now's the, everything's up in a transition time right now, that now's the time that we need to try to, sure, go for the position we've been working for.
So, again, if you win the election, or when you win the election, let's go with that. Again, obviously you would be in there, and then you'd have to look at how do I want to do this? How do I want to incorporate it? Who's going to be my team?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the first things to address that. And then, like I said, get a couple of key spots filled up. You know, we got one opening still on the deputy side, but you know, sit down with the staff. I mean, you gotta look at the experience that's there.
Sure.
I mean, Andy, I mean, he'll be an incumbent role in this.
He's been an investigator a long time.
Yeah. No, and that's, like I said, from the beginning, this isn't a venture for or against anything, you know, any individual. It's just we're both interested in the spot. So
sure,
I'll definitely have to utilize, you know, everybody's experiences and training there to help develop this structure and leadership team that I'm looking forward to putting in place.
So when people, when you're out visiting with people and you get a chance to talk to them and stuff, do they say, well, is your department big enough? Do you have to have more? Obviously, you've got a kind of an idea of what kind of a amount you have to have for deputies to be able to meet the needs of the public safety in Boone County.
Yeah, correct. There's always a want, you know, if you can, to have more. But in this day and age, we're having some troubles recruiting quality. I mean, not us,
just
everybody in general.
Yeah.
People who want to do the job, trying to retain people, which, as we've just recently done with our Board of Supervisors and our bargaining unit, we've made significant strides in hopefully getting our pay up to help retain the good staff that we have and maybe attract some other potential candidates that you know, maybe we'd want to come from someplace else. But
and I will say, folks, they need to understand, you're on the edge of the metro, and they do recruit your people.
Oh, for sure. And when you could still live here and go down there and make, you know, some of the departments down there are getting towards six figures or towards the end of their contract, it's, you know, there's a potential for some heavy competition there. But my thing would be to get in and focus, like on our deputy side for sure, with the amount we have, we're doing good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always would want more, but my goal would be to turn inwards and focus on supporting, training, and maintaining the staff we have within our deputies and our jail staff and everything, so that we can retain them. And then once you get that environment made of a, you know, that spreads out, and then people are going to want to come work there as well. So that could help with the recruitment side of things as well.
Public safety for Boone County, we've had recently a couple of different adjustments in there, but for the sheriff's department, it's the deputies, it's the jail, and used to be the communication center. We kind of got that. It's still there as part of all the integral operations, but it's all the logistics you have to work together. It is a substantial part of Boone County service to Boone County clients.
Yeah, correct. It's definitely, and the whole, you know, the facility is for sure. Like you said, you alluded to on the communication side, that's, you know, being over under the comm board now to kind of have more of the control and everything over, which is a good thing, because that's, you know, they do fire, ambulance, all the departments in the county. Which hopefully then can lead us to, you know, focus on the jail a little more, and the, you know, we have the care of the prisoners and stuff that are in there. And then on the deputy side of it, we can just work as a good peer agency to our local agencies. I mean, with Boone, Ogden, Madrid, with Ogden, I mean, we contract with them and backfill one of their spots for them, because they're running two officers instead of three. But just try to act as a good peer department to those guys, to our fire departments, and then, you know, we can focus on, we got a bunch of little towns in Boone County that we're responsible
for. The
sheriff's
department is responsible for them, yes. As you look at this, the big challenge, obviously, recruitment retention for all departments is an issue too. What are some of the other big things you see that, for training-wise for the department, things like that you would like to see maybe expanded on, things you would like to see happening? Obviously, you've got to work around people's schedules to do that, and there are challenges with that. But are there some things that highlight challenges that the department would face?
I don't know about challenges. The department's usually been pretty good about getting people to the training that they want to go to and things of that nature. I'd just like to see maybe, from my standpoint of, you know, some of the in-service stuff and some of the trainings that we use
internally.
Yeah, internally and daily that we, you know, add some maybe structure, some more of that, or to get everybody, you know, more reps at it. I mean, the more reps you get at it, the more proficient you are at it. As far as like the programs and stuff go, we've got a couple pretty good programs with the canine program and the drone program. Try to keep
people
building
forget
on those.
About that, but yeah, you do.
Try to keep building on those. I mean, those two programs alone are pretty important and have been very helpful to our department over the years.
All right, people want to find out more about your campaign if they haven't had a chance to visit with you, because I know you try to get out and socialize with people as much as you can, but you do have a work one of those strange work schedule.
I do. That is for sure. You can find us on social media on Facebook on. It's Corey Rose for Boone County Sheriff is our Facebook page. And then we have a website. It's votecoreyrose.com.
All right. Good luck in the election.
All right. Thank you, Jim.